On today's show, the first commercial truck show in the United States for manufacturers just got launched. A lot of people are getting ticked off at all the subsidies being piled onto Tesla. And we've got a couple of concept cars from the Tokyo Motor Show. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. The North American Commercial Truck Show, also known as the NACV, just got underway in Atlanta yesterday. Amazingly, it's the first truck show in the United States aimed at manufacturers, suppliers, and fleet customers. There's another truck show in Louisville, Kentucky, called the Mid-America Truck Show, but it's largely attended by owner-operators who have their own rigs, and they mostly buy used trucks, not new ones. Another key difference is that the NACV is run by the IAA, the same organization that runs the Frankfurt Auto Show and the Hanover Truck Show. Looks like the NACV is off to a good start. It's chock full of all kinds of exhibitors who are showing off their current product lines. But a number of the big truck manufacturers unveiled concept trucks and talked about future technology, including V2V communication and platooning for the big rigs. For anyone who appreciates the truck side of the automotive industry, this show is as exciting and full of eye candy as any of the big international car shows. Speaking of platooning, Daimler Trucks revealed that it's testing platooning on public highways in Nevada and Oregon. The tests are being done with two connected Freightliner Cascadia trucks. The system consists of Wi-Fi-based V2V communication interacting with driver assist systems. So when the front truck changes lanes, the back truck changes lanes. When the front truck brakes, the back truck brakes. Platooning can cut down on fuel consumption and even improve safety. It also offers the future possibility that the driver in the second truck can sleep while the front one drives, allowing them to drive in shifts so the trucks don't have to park overnight. Starting next year, Daimler will conduct platoon tests in real-life conditions with its fleet customers. And in other Daimler commercial vehicle news, Mercedes-Benz vans just released a sketch of the next-generation Sprinter van. There aren't many details about the new van, but Mercedes did reveal it will feature new driver assist technologies, connectivity, and new telematics. The new Sprinter will first be available in Europe, starting in the first half of 2018, with other markets to follow soon after that. Coming up next, a couple of concept cars from Subaru and Suzuki.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Hyundai, better drives us.
Subaru has used the name VISIV, a mashup of the phrase Vision for Innovation, on concepts since 2013 that preview future SUV styling. But now it's using the name to show a future performance sedan. The VISIV Performance Concept is a sports sedan said to deliver the joys of driving while also providing peace of mind to customers. It features a number of advanced driver assist technologies that are integrated with Subaru's EyeSight driver assist system. The VISIV Performance Concept makes its debut at next month's Tokyo Motor Show, along with an XV and Impreza concept, and limited edition versions of the WRX and BRZ. And speaking of Tokyo concepts, if you had to guess, what brand came up with this concept? Go ahead, I'll give you a moment. Well, if you're like me, you first guess Jeep, but it needs a few more slots in the grill. It's actually the Suzuki e-Survivor concept. It's the automaker's take on a compact SUV of the future with electric four-wheel drive. Suzuki will have a number of other quirky concepts to show as well, including the Spacia Custom concept, which reminds us a little of the Toyota Esquire that debuted in 2014. Coming up next, automakers are getting hopping mad at all the subsidies the government is giving to Tesla.
Thank you.
California's EV mandate is drawing the ire of automakers. The state requires automakers to sell a certain number of electrics or fuel cell vehicles that is in proportion to their market share. If they don't reach that target, they can buy credits from other automakers. Most companies don't like this setup, especially since it's helping out Tesla. Bloomberg reports that over the last 5 years, the EV maker has generated nearly $1 billion in revenue from selling credits, and last year alone, it sold over $300 million worth. But automakers better get used to the system, because China and Europe are also considering adopting similar programs to help spur the growth of electric vehicles. Earlier this year, Cadillac announced that the 2018 CT6 will be the first vehicle in its lineup to offer its semi-autonomous system called Super Cruise. The technology is available on the CT6 starting this fall. And to help celebrate and bring some attention to the new feature, Cadillac just embarked on a cross-country road trip in CT6s equipped with Super Cruise. The convoy of 12 vehicles departed from the luxury brand's New York City headquarters and will travel through 16 states as they make their way to their final destination in Los Angeles. The public is wary of self-driving technology, so by driving across the country, Cadillac is likely trying to show the system is safe. And hey, don't forget to join us for Autoline After Hours this Thursday. Our special guest is the product manager for the new Volkswagen Tiguan. So if you have any questions about the CUV, send them our way to viewermail@autoline.tv. And then join us live at 3 p.m. Eastern Time for some of the best insider discussions in the automotive industry. That's it for today. Thank you for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.